What's good, everybody? It's the Conor and Cap Show. UFC 300 is only a couple days away. And let me get into the real main event, Justin Gaethje versus Max Holloway. I think that should be the main event. I think it's a fan favorite. I think Justin Gaethje, he's already won 12 fight bonuses in his UFC career. So what an iconic, you know, figure to host this type of event at UFC 300. But Max Holloway, are we writing off Max Holloway? I think we're doubting Max Holloway. I think his skills alone, his footwork, the way he throws his combinations, the way he sets up his punches, I really think Max Holloway can beat Justin Gaethje. I really do, which sounds crazy. You know, Gaethje only has 4 losses. You know, his 2 recent losses are to Charles Oliveira, who was a current champion back in 2022, and he lost to Khabib, arguably one of the greatest UFC fighters of all time. So, like, Justin Gaethje is that dude. He is the BMF. They're fighting for the BMF title, so it's going to be a 5-round fight. It's going to be high pace, and I think this is going to be the most iconic fight on UFC 300. What a stack card it is. You know, obviously, the main event, Alex Pereira and Jamal Hill. Are we underestimating Jamal Hill? And I do think, in a way, we are. In a way, you know, and to me, you know, he hasn't fought about 15 months, which is a very, very long time. But are we underestimating his power, his ability? You know, you're only as good as your last fight, right? You know, but I just think, you know, looking at Jamal Hill, he did really KO Johnny Walker with ease, you know, made him look silly. But I just think the power of Alex Pereira, you know, just the skill set, you know, his coach, you know, Hill's coach saying, hey, we're going to stand up and bang with this guy. I think that's a mistake, dude. I don't think you want to stand up with Alex Pereira, you know, a former kickboxing champion. Like, you don't want to do that, dude. Like, that is silly to do. If I'm his coach, I'm saying, hey, we're shooting for takedowns. If Israel Adesanya could take Alex Pereira down and hold him down for a round, almost a round, you know, we're going to shoot for takedowns here. We're going to see what we could do. We're going to mix it up and not just be one-dimensional. When you're one-dimensional like Sean Strickland, when he got slapped to Alex Pereira, you know, back to the mainland, like, hey, bud, see ya, Sean Strickland. Go beat up some YouTubers here. You know, we understand Sean Strickland's part retarded, but silly. Like, he is silly, dude. He is. I love Sean Strickland, though, but I'm still going to call him a part retard because he's beating up, you know, YouTubers and stuff and, like, acting all big and bad. It's like, come on, dude. Sean Strickland, you just lost your championship fight to Duplessis. Maybe you should go back to the drawing board and learn how to, you know, maybe throw some leg kicks. You know, Sean Strickland is, like, early 2000s UFC fighter. Just all hands. All hands, can't mix it up. But I'm telling you right now, Alex Pereira, he's that guy. I'm going Alex Pereira. I'm still going to go knockout for Alex Pereira. That's my main pick here. I'm sticking to it. I'm sticking to the script, even though I do think Jamal Hill, we are underestimating him. You know, a lot of people are already saying, hey, you're going to get sparked. It's over with. There's already been mutual respect between these guys, you know, just a couple days up before this fight. But Alex Pereira is a different animal. He really is. Even if it does last a couple rounds, I think in the later rounds, Alex Pereira is going to come and bring those left and right hooks. That's what Alex Pereira is known for. So I'm still going to go Alex Pereira with the knockout. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we see face paint up at the weigh-ins with Alex Pereira just because he is an animal, dude. He is Jaguar Paul. He really is, man. Shout out to Alex Pereira. I'm sticking to Pereira by knockout. I'm still going to do it. But back to Gaethje, man. I'm telling you, Gaethje and Holloway, this is the most intriguing matchup. We look at Max Holloway in the UFC career. What a career he's had. You know, one of his fights was the most significant strikes of all time. 447 significant strikes. Max Holloway, when he fought Calvin Kattar, you know, and that was the same fight, I believe, when he went into the Matrix and looked away and dodged the punches. So Max Holloway, he understands the game. He's a veteran, and I'm telling you, he's going to be ready for Gaethje. He's going to be ready for Gaethje's wild throws, and I think if Gaethje has a smart game plan, he should win this fight. You know, Gaethje sometimes getting these exchanges where he shouldn't even be in. You know, even back to the Michael Chandler fight, you know, he kind of got in those exchanges where he did get caught and he did get stumbled. So I think if Gaethje stays smart and doesn't buy into all the energy of the crowd, you know, UFC 300, it's going to be packed. I do think Justin Gaethje should win this fight. That's why he's favorite right now. But I'm telling you, we're writing off Max Holloway. We really are. You know, just his skill alone, his stand-up ability, his footwork, you know, the way he misses punches. And they always bring up the Dustin Poirier fight. You know, that fight was years ago. You know, people like to live in the past and just dig up history of people's history, of their past. You know, I think it's silly, man, just digging up people's history. It's like, man, mind your own business, dude. Like, seriously, like, let's stay present and look towards the future here. And I'm telling you right now, my urge right now, my gut, low-key is saying Max Holloway here. The way he sets up his shots, his timing is better than Gaethje's. Yes, Gaethje has power. He has probably more explosiveness in his punches. I get that. But I'm saying Max Holloway, the way he just flows in there. It's like he's in the Matrix, dude. He's like flowing just like clean water, like Fiji water, just right through it, dude. Just flowing right so easy down the stream. You just fall asleep to it. You really do. I'm telling you right now, Max Holloway is gonna bring it, dude. This is gonna be fight of the night. I'm sticking to it. I'm leaning right now more towards Max Holloway. Now leading up to the fight, we're gonna see him, you know, come out in the entrance, their songs, all that. Definitely get a look at how their face is. You know, are they bluffing? Are they really about it? And I think these two men are really about it. I could see it going to decision, probably leaning more towards Gaethje. At least that's what the fans think. That's what the media thinks. That's what the public thinks. You know, and a lot of the times you want to fade the public. You really do. You know, a lot of people want to say this and that, but they really don't understand the sport. But I'm telling you right now, I cannot wait. I'm leaning more towards Max Holloway in this matchup. But a lot of people are mad that Bo Nickel is on the main card on this UFC 300. You know, and I get it. You know, there's former champions at their former champions. You have Jiří, you have Aljamain Sterling, a former champion. Holly Holm, a former champion. You know, Cody, you know, Davison Figueiredo, a former champion. So there's so many former champions on this card that are on the prelims. And I get why a lot of UFC fans are mad about it, about why is Bo Nickel deserve to be on the main? He's only 5-0. He's fought tomato cans. You know, but I'm telling you right now, they're going to eat their words in 2 years when we see Bo Nickel versus Chimaev. And I can't wait for that matchup. I'm telling you, Bo Nickel is the real deal. He really is. At UFC 290 was a prime example. We're talking about Bo Nickel, a three-time NCAA Division One national champion in wrestling. Like, dude, Bo Nickel is really about that life. But the thing is that UFC 290 was so beautiful. What fight IQ that Bo Nickel has. And that goes underestimated right here, under the radar, because, you know, Bo Nickel set up his overhand right perfectly at UFC 290. He really did. He feinted the takedown, and the dude went for it, and he threw the overhand right. You could hear the punch, and it dazed him. And then he just knocked him out. And I'm telling you right now, Bo Nickel, he's learning hands better and better. And I always say that when you go into the UFC, it's always better to become a wrestler into the UFC. Then you can learn, you know, striking and all that, because wrestling is king. It's king. It's powerful than everything. If you can take your opponent down and control him, you're going to win the fight with ease. You know, and wrestling, very hard. So Bo Nickel, he's going to mix it up. Cody Brimage, he's no joke. But I'm telling you right now, he is a wrestler too. But I think Bo Nickel's going to mix it up. He's going to take him down. He might shoot, or he might just stand and bang with them and really test his ability and really get into this crowd. You know, UFC 300, we're going to really understand what type of fighters are disciplined and what fighters aren't. Are the fighters buying into all this hype, all this emotion where they're going to get gassed within, you know, the first round? It's like the first round, they're going to get gassed. So you have to be smart. You know, these guys have been all in the training camps for 10-plus weeks here. So there's no excuse for getting gassed. Like, no. You're professionals here. You're getting paid thousands and thousands of dollars to fight this dude. So there's no reason for you to get gassed out. You just cannot do it. But Bo Nickel, he's going to be a champion. He's going to be a champion coming up. He's like 27, 28 right now. He's young. He's hungry. And I think, you know, Bo Nickel deserves to be on the main. A lot of people are like, how, dude? His body of work leading up into this point right now, Bo Nickel is a problem for every 185er out there right now. Bo Nickel will really run through the whole division. That's why I say Chimaev versus Bo Nickel next year at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas, in the Raiders Stadium, that would be a sellout. Bo Nickel even, you know, manifested that. So I can't wait to see that fight. I already know Dana White has that in the back of his mind. Everybody wants to see Bo Nickel and Chimaev fight. That's what the fight is, man. You know, two great wrestlers, elite wrestlers that can throw hands. And I think that's going to be a throw hands type of fight, a bloody, violent fight. So I can't wait for that, man. Take off Bo Nickel. He's going to win with ease. I'm telling you right now. And then I got Charles Oliveira. Interesting story. 34-9 in the UFC. You know, a lot of up and down fights. He lost to Max Holloway, but he beat Justin Gaethje, you know, by submission. So there's a lot of different ways where these guys can win. And Charles Oliveira, I'm telling you right now, Charles Oliveira, I like him to win. I think he's going to win, and I'm picking him to win by submission. You know, Charles Oliveira, he's that type of fighter to feel out his fighter the first couple rounds, then he goes in for the kill. So I'm going Charles Oliveira. That I'm sticking to the script there. I'm going Zhang Wei Li. I'm picking her as well. You know, Aljamain Sterling, I'm still sticking to him, even though he lost to Sugar Sean O'Malley. But before that, he was on a 9-fight win streak. So, like, he's going to get back to that. I think he's going to get a rematch with Sugar Sean O'Malley down the road, probably at UFC 108. Just a random thought out there. And then Kayla Harrison versus Holly Holm. This is an interesting matchup. Holly Holm's towards the end of her career. You know, what a career she's had. And everybody remembers when she knocked out, you know, everybody's fan favorite, Ronda Rousey. Which, shout out to Ronda Rousey, even though recently she came out and said, I'm the greatest fighter of all time, greatest woman fighter. It's like, come on. You know, Holly Holm put that to sleep. And then we had Amanda Nunes really just torture, you know, into retirement back in 2016. But Holly Holm, I just think the body of work that she put in, I think really she matches up nice. She cannot get taken down in this fight. And she already said if Kayla Harrison comes in overweight, she's not going to take the fight. And a lot of people are like, why? Well, because Holly Holm's been in the UFC for years, dude. She's older now. It's more wise for her not to take the fight. She doesn't have to take the fight if the fighter misses weight. It's literally, you have the option to either fight or you don't. You're still going to get some purse. But, you know, the fighter who missed, they're missing 20% of their purse right there for missing weight. So Kayla Harrison, she cannot miss weight. That's so important. Like, you know, it's like what Max Holloway once said and Justin Gaethje. You know, back in the Gladiator Roman days, they didn't go around and say, hey, how much do you weigh here? You know, hey, are you 170 or 185? I can't fight at 185, but I can fight at 170. If you're a real bad mother trucker, you're going to fight anybody at any weight class. You know, that's what the Romans did, dude. That's what the Aztecs did back in the Roman days in the freaking stadiums, dude. Really, I'm telling you right now, that's why I love the Max Holloway, Justin Gaethje fight, dude. Like, these guys are warriors here. They don't care about weight, whereas a lot of the guys always care about, oh, I'm in this weight class. I'm in 145, 155. You know, the real bad mother truckers, they fight any weight class, and that's why I love Max Holloway. He's normally a 145-er. He said, you know what? I'm going up to 155. I could even see Max Holloway at one point going up to 170, which sounds pretty crazy, but Max Holloway will do it. He's a true warrior. He really is. And then Bobby Green, I'm going Bobby Green over Jim Miller. I'm sticking to that pick, sticking to my pick, but shout out to Jim Miller on UFC 100, 200, and 300. What an iconic moment. Shout out to Jim Miller. And then Cody Garbrandt, I'm going him with the upset over Davison Figueiredo, two former champions. I think this is going to be another smash mouth fight. This could be going to be fight on the night. I really do believe that. I think these guys are going to throw. They're quick. They're fast. I think they're 135, which is crazy, but they throw really fast, and they're really freaking strong and powerful. So I can't wait to see that fight. But, you know, back to the main man, I'm telling you right now, Bo Nickel deserves to be on UFC 300. He deserves it, dude. You guys will eat your words. A year down the road, 2 years down the road, when Bo Nickel's champion at 185 and running through everybody, the Bo Nickel could go down to 170, run through everybody at 170, then go up to light heavyweight at 205. You know, Bo Nickel, the future's bright for this young man, is what I'm trying to tell you. He's going to run through it, and you guys are going to eat your words. You guys are going to say, wow, you know, Bo Nickel did deserve to be on UFC 300. He did deserve to be on the main card, because I'm telling you, he's the prodigy. He's the next big thing from America. He's the next best wrestler from America. You know, shout to Bo Nickel, man. I'm rooting for him all the way. Zhang Wei Li, I'm rooting for. You know, but Justin Gaethje, Max Holloway, this is the fight that I've been talking about. This is the most intriguing matchup. You know, two bad dudes, two warriors, two gladiators that will fight to the death. That's the difference. That's the difference right there between Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway and the rest of the pack, is that these guys will fight to the death. Same thing as Alex Pereira. Yes, and I could say Jamal Hill. I could say some of these guys will do the same thing, but will they? Will they really fight to the death? When they get fatigued, when they get hurt in that, inside that octagon, how will they react? Are they going to, you know, back down? Are they going to cry? Are they going to tap out? Are they going to be true warriors that fight to the death, that aren't going to tap out, that aren't going to give up, that are going to keep pushing forward no matter what happens, no matter if they're bleeding or not? So I just think right now, Max Holloway, he's going to bring it, dude. Max Holloway is that bad mother trucker, and I'm telling you, Justin Gaethje, like I said, 12 fight bonuses in the UFC, most all time. Shout out to Justin Gaethje. I just think the fight IQ is going to play a huge factor in the Max Holloway-Justin Gaethje fight, and I think Max Holloway wins by decision here just by using a lot of his feet, utilizing his strengths, utilizing his timing and precision of his punches, dude. I'm telling you, it's going to catch up to Gaethje. It is. So I'm going with the upset. I'm going Max Holloway, and I'm going Alex Pereira with my lock picks at UFC 300. I cannot wait. It's the Clown of a Cab Show. Let's go!